Was Mr. Smith really deaf? That answer perhaps depends on who you ask. And the reason we don't know that answer has a lot to do with Mr. Smith's important role in history. His story and his county is our topic for this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As Joe Rogers explains, there is something many of the counties in western Texas have in common.
When all of the counties more or less west of San Antonio were drawn up and created and named in 1875, they used names of early Texas heroes.
And here in Joe's home of Hereford, Texas, the county is named for a man with an intriguing name.
So we drew Deaf Smith. But no, he was never in the county.
So Deaf Smith County is named for one of the heroes of the Texas Revolution, Deaf Smith, which of course leads people to ask, was Mr. Smith in fact deaf? And if so, how did he overcome that challenge during the war? Well, Joe says there's a story behind that as well.
He was bilingual. His greatest fame was that he was a spy for the Texas Republic, and that he could, being bilingual, Spanish and English, and probably a little bit of Cajun French, that being a kind of a traitor down here, that he could listen to all of their thing, and by pretending he was deaf, he could even hear anymore because people didn't know he was listening.
Born Erastus Smith in 1787 in New York State, his family moved to the Deep South just ahead of his teenage years. He settled in Mexican-held Texas in 1821. Smith is regarded as a Texas hero for his work as a spy, as Joe noted. Some say he was in fact deaf, the result of a childhood disease. But how much of that physical challenge was simply legend or a ploy to capture the secrets of others, perhaps we will never know. Joe says there's still a lot to learn about the namesake for this county.
If you follow some of the stories, he could have been kind of the prototype Texas Ranger. A lot of myth and legend about the man.
He's been called the most famous scout and spy in Texas's war for independence. He died at the age of 50 and was buried in Richmond, Texas, although his exact burial spot has now been lost to time. Traveling the countryside in Deaf Smith County, Hereford, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.